Everybody, welcome to the Quitting Weed Pod. Day 24, no weed, and I'm more social. So when I smoked, and I smoked regularly, I had a hard time hanging out with people. Unless they were good friends of mine, I just didn't want to hang out. I mean, casual acquaintances were tough for me. And when I hung out with others, all I wanted to do was get back home or maybe to a park and smoke some weed. It was like my whole day was planned on how much weed I have and when I was going to smoke it, which was almost all day. I would even cancel social events, so I can just stay home and smoke. Years ago, many, many years ago, a friend of a friend said that all weed smokers can only hang out for so long. All they wanted to do was get back home. That is very, very true, especially with me. And I wouldn't be surprised it's like that for other people that smoke weed. Now, since I've quit weed, it's been 24 days, so a little bit more than 3 weeks, I find myself more willing to hang out longer, especially with casual acquaintances. I also listen more to others talk. Before, I would just pretend to listen and just have this constant thought in my head that I need to go home so I can smoke. Or if I had weed in the car, then I would smoke in the car. The problem with this, it's hard to meet new people that may eventually be your friends. Or if not friends, casual acquaintances that you like to hang out with or talk with. And I truly believe this, having friends does increase happiness, at least for me. I've read that in other books, but it's true. And when I was smoking, I thought that was the only way I could be happy was to smoke weed. The problem is that over time, I found weed less fun, especially as my tolerance got higher, so I had to smoke more. And as I got older, my friends, you know, will drift away. And that tends to happen. Doesn't have to happen, but it did happen to me. And, you know, a lot of my friends got married. They have kids. They get more invested in their jobs, their family. So we don't hang out as much as we used to. And it doesn't help if I'm constantly thinking of smoking weed. So if I'm over there, I'm like, man, I got to get out of here so I can smoke some weed. Also, weed would make me tired. And it does take some energy to be social. I'm an introvert, so if I don't have that energy, I don't want to hang out. So what we would do is just sap my energy, and then I would have none to be social. Another reason is I didn't want everyone to know they smoke weed. So I'd have to get the Visine to make sure my eyes aren't red. Have some gum or mint handy. So I don't smell of weed, and maybe an extra shirt or some air freshener like Febreze and spray it on my clothes so I don't smell of weed. So like those are all those things I have to plan out, like when I would go visit other people. So I do think that being social is a good thing. And I really do truly believe that it helps with happiness. And for humans, we're social beings. We don't need a lot of friends, just a couple of friends. I've read that, you know, 11 is kind of like the nice number of like, or like the maximum number of like people you get to know and truly connect with. And I don't have 11. Mine's more like 3 or 4. I'd say 5. I need to reach out to some of those people more often. But yeah, not smoking weed allows me to call and schedule time with my friends. And you know, I don't feel like when I have a conversation with them or they're talking to me, just in my head, I'm thinking about like, oh, I hope this ends soon so I can go home and smoke some weed. So, yeah. Other things are going on. I took a take-at-home drug test, and I've said this before. Not for a job, not for anything that I have to, that requires me to take a drug test. This is just for science, just to let people know. So I took it yesterday, which would have been day 23, and I failed again. So I still have THC in my system. I have one more drug test, though I plan to buy some more because I really do want to test. So I'll test again on Wednesday. So 2 days from now, today is Monday morning. And I'm curious to see if I still have it in my system or not. And this was just to let other people know that if they have been a regular smoker, and for me it was like 20 plus years, 25 years, that it's going to take some time to get out of your system. So I've heard 30 days, so I'm looking forward to it, to when it's gone out of my system. And then I can report it back to you guys on how long it takes, so you guys know. And I haven't done any like those crazy detoxes. Like if you go to like a smoke shop and they have like some liquids and some stuff that helps you to get it out of your system. I haven't got any of those. I haven't tried any like homemade stuff. I have a cousin that's in med school, and he recommended cranberry juice and pickle juice. He says it's the vinegar. So I haven't tried that. I know I mentioned that I was going to try that, but I wanted to just see how long it takes to get out of my system. So, and I'm not overweight. I've actually lost some weight. So I've heard that helps, but still in my system. So I guess we'll just have to wait, and I'll let you guys know. So that's it. It's a little bit shorter pod today. I actually, on the social part, I wrote down what I was gonna say on the pod. And that helps me just kind of stay focused and get the message across. But it also makes the pod a little bit shorter because I just read what I wrote as opposed to searching my mind on what to say. So I think we're going to end it here. It's going to be way less than 10 minutes. I like to keep it short. And I want to thank all the listeners that are still listening. And if you guys have any questions or you want to say hi, the email for this pod is quittingweed@protonmail.com. And that's it. I will see you guys in a couple of days. Thanks, everybody.